Let's talk about some serious issues. The Australia Institute has been casting an eye across the Tasmanian political landscape, and what they've identified isn't news really to anyone who's a regular listener to Mornings or a regular consumer of media around Tasmania. They're focusing on transparency in this state. We know that we have the weakest political donation laws. We know that we've got the least transparency and least accountability of any state in the country. So what are the actual consequences of that, and what might it take to change that? These are some of the questions that the Australia Institute seeks to answer in their latest report, coming up for you in a moment. Leanne Minchell, the head of the Australia Institute, and Roland Brown, lawyer, are going to join us in the studio for a chat. I'm looking forward to bringing that to you.
The Tasmanian chapter of the Australia Institute is calling for increased funding for the state's Integrity Commission so it can hold public hearings.
Right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the issue of transparency in Tasmania. We've talked about it a significant number of times in the recent past. So what's the Australia Institute found as they've poked their nose into it? They're talking about the need for an omnibus bill that looks at a whole range of issues at the same time. We'll find out why up next on your local ABC.
On air, online, on digital, and the ABC Listen app. You're with Leon Compton on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Great to have your company this morning. Right, the Australia Institute have been looking across the Tasmanian political landscape. What they've identified isn't really news to anybody following the debate around transparency in this state. They've identified weaker donation laws, less transparency, less accountability. But here's the question. What are the actual consequences of that? And if you wanted to change it, what would it take? Leanne Minchell, head of the Australia Institute in Tasmania. Leanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Roland Brown, lawyer, good morning to you, and also transparency advocate. Roland, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Thank you for coming in. Right, let's talk to both of you about all of this talk about sweeping and interlinked issues and lack of accountability in this state. What are the consequences of that, Leanne?
The consequences of not having transparency.
The suite of issues that you've identified in this report, what are the actual consequences?
Well, the consequences is that I think on a meta level, it undermines people's confidence in our public institutions and our government, and that's never a good thing because we're all affected by politics. We can't just say politics is bad. We need to make politics better. And one way of doing that is to make sure it's as transparent as possible. And I guess on a more micro level, not everybody would rub up against this, but I'm sure a lot of people in Tasmania have. And that's when they've had an interaction or seen interactions with the government that they feel are a bit on the nose and they haven't got anywhere to go with that complaint. It's completely disempowering when you're actually engaging with people who are there elected to represent you or paid to administer governance.
So you talk about the perceptions of this and how people feel. Is there significant corruption in Tasmania?
Well, we don't know, Leon. That's the whole point. The problem is that I believe that there's good people in different parts of the government doing, you know, as best they can. But because we don't have proper right to information laws or the ability to act on them, we don't know what's occurring. Because the Tasmanian Integrity Commission is yet to hold a public inquiry, we have no idea what type of corruption or misconduct could be occurring. That doesn't apply to other people in Tasmania. If you or I break the law and we go to court, it's done in public. People know what you've been accused of and the facts are brought into the light in a public sphere. For whatever reason, that's not done with our public officers and politicians in Tasmania, despite the ability for the Commission to do that.
Roland Brown, Hobart lawyer, transparency advocate. Is there a problem with corruption, actual corruption, rather than perceptions of what might be in this state?
Well, the real corruption issue at the moment is the corruption of the system of governance. And we've seen the tip of that iceberg some time ago, to do with the pulp mill assessment, when we had the Premier's office involving itself in the panel's deliberations and trying to hurry them along. We've seen ministerial interference with fish farm panels in the last few years, and not much goes on through the bureaucracy in Tasmania that can't be traced back to the Minister's office. The problem is that corruption survives and exists in an atmosphere of secrecy. And the problem we have at the moment is that the Premier, responsible for delivering good government, is actually the Minister for Secrecy. He's running a right-to-information system that's dysfunctional. He won't release the results of the electoral reform inquiry from last year. He's sitting on that, and he still won't tell us how much money the Liberal Party received from donors in the March 2018 election.
He doesn't have to tell you how much money they received from donors because of the state's political donation laws. This is a system that predates Peter Gutwin or indeed Will Hodgman. It's been part of political life in Tasmania for a long time. How urgent is the need for political donation reform in this state, Robert?
Well, it's absolutely urgent because the system is broken. We have seen the March 2018 election swung by money coming in from the gaming and hospitality industries that swung the election. It can't get worse than that. That has corrupted the outcome of the election. And the Premier can't sit on this. This has to be the most important issue tied in with the Australia Institute's report, with reform of the Integrity Commission and also right to information laws.
We have an Integrity Commission. Leanne Minchell, you mentioned earlier that you would like to see more public hearings. I'm trying to remember the last time that the Integrity Commission actually delivered findings that were seriously challenging in Tasmania. Might have been into the management of the Royal Hobart Hospital and the Northwest Regional Hospital. That was fairly significant. And that would have been 7 or potentially 8 years ago now. Mm. What do you want from the Integrity Commission that it's not delivering right now?
Well, I want there to be full inquiries, and I want there to be public hearings. I also want there to be more assistance for the Integrity Commission, because I think that they can only do as much work as they're funded to do. They've got open cases. I'm not suggesting they've got a serious backlog like RTIs, but there's open cases there. I also would like actually to see a review, an independent review from what we're suggesting is one of the retired justices that sit on our National Integrity Commission Advisory Board looking into a federal ICAC. And I think some of these retired justices have already had experience working with more public ICACs in other states, and that they could come here and interrogate really why there is this culture of secrecy around, you know, or this propensity not to hold public hearings. I think because to me it seems like a cultural problem, it's actually quite difficult to fix unless you get people from outside that culture into it and helping to expand it or expose it a little bit.
So let's talk about the changes that you'd like to see, this omnibus bill and what it might be involved. You recommend basically a suite of reforms that would be implemented concurrently. What would it look like?
Well, I think if we even start off with one that, I think the first point is we are at the bottom of the pack when it comes to transparency and good governance, but we can look at what the other states have done, pick the best of the best, the rest, and jump to the top if we want to. So one thing to look at is truth in political advertising. That's just come in the ACT. It might surprise you to know that it's actually perfectly legal for politicians to lie during election campaigns. That's no longer the case, or will no longer be the case in the ACT.
Who would be the auditor of that if you introduce that regulation? Somebody to go through line by line everything that a government or an opposition or a political candidate said. And then
in the territory example, it's the electoral commissioner, and we won't know how that goes because we haven't seen it in operation yet. But people and politicians can be fined up to $8,000 as individuals or $40,000 as corporations. So even having that there would, I think, act as a little bit of a dissuader for you to come out and make outrageous statements. It had tripartite support because there's lies told on both sides of all colours of politics. The other one is right to information, and really we've just looked at the work that Rick Snell and other people have done to see what we would like to have happen there. One thing up front, of course, would be less intervention by the ministerial office, and again more resources into the office. The third part is the Integrity Commission itself. We've touched on that a little bit, and then of course the electoral reforms to expenditure caps, donations, which there is the report as Roland has mentioned, but the government are still saying that they won't release that until next year. So we think that we need to take all of these aspects of good governance and really put them through Parliament at the one time so that you can look at how one potential piece of legislation or reform will affect another piece of potential reform. If we don't do that, I just fear that we're going to take all of the attention on this issue and have little piecemeal, you know, almost like pressure releases, and we won't get the type of reform that Tasmania deserves.
Roland Brown, what would you work on first?
I'd like to see, I'd like to see bans on donations to governments from lobby groups such as developers, gaming industry, liquor industry, hospitality industry, that sort of thing, following the model of Queensland and New South Wales.
So would that by extension mean then you would have publicly funded elections, that parties would be funded to campaign in elections to replace the money that they wouldn't be getting otherwise?
Well, let's look at the March 2018 election. Where did that money come from? We don't even know that yet. We know a lot of it came from the gaming and hospitality industry. In one sense, they're already publicly funding the elections because the money comes from the gambler into the machine, to federal hotels, to the Liberal Party. Now, if the end result of a debate about this is public funding of elections, great. That will be an ideal way to have a level playing field and limits on how much money goes into the election. We can't have a system where the winner of the election is simply the party that manages to get the most money from its developer gaming industry mates. We also need to look at caps on donations, and we need to have a ban on foreign donations. These things have been introduced in other parts of Australia, and as Leanne says, Tasmania is a long way behind, and sadly, the government in power has the most to lose from these reforms, and that's what we're facing at the moment. But can I also say the Labor Party's got a long way to go. Ella Haddad has introduced a bill into the parliament which is way behind what the Labor Party has done, for example, in Victoria and Queensland, and they're going to have to lift their game as well.
Leanne Minchell, just finally, you've also done some polling that'll be going out in the days ahead. Can you give us one bit of polling information that you've got out of that that might tell us a picture of what Tasmanians think about this?
Yeah, sure. Just really quickly on Roland's point, we're actually the only state that doesn't have public funding for elections. We're also the state with the lowest incomes. So if you look at that, we're the hardest state for ordinary and inverted commas people to get into politics. So just on the polling, we're just taking a few days to make sure the numbers are correct. But one question I can share with you is that we asked, how do you disagree or agree with this statement? Reform in Tasmania is needed to tackle perceived or actual corruption. And only around 20% of people polled disagreed with that. So we had about 66% agreed or strongly agreed, and the rest were unsure. So that was done last week on Wednesday and Thursday night with 800 people across Tasmania.
Interesting to see what happens from here. To both of you, thank you for coming in this morning. The information available up online at the Australia Institute website. Leanne Minchell, Roland Brown, to both of you, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Liam.
On mornings on your local ABC, look forward to seeing more of that polling. And you can join us too. 1300 222 936 is the number. If you reform the amount of money that can be accepted, or the nature of money that can be accepted for from parts of industry into politics, would you also move on to union donations as well? Would there be other sorts of donations that you'd be looking at? 1300 222 936 on mornings on your local ABC.